A$AP Rocky's denying allegations that he slapped a female fan at last year's Made in America Music Festival in Philly. This female suing him for $75,000. She says he did, but he says it was probably his fans wilding out. He's asking a judge to throw out that lawsuit. Tracy Morgan rested. You know he's still in a wheelchair, and reports are that he may be that way for a while. As a matter of fact, it's possible that he could never walk again. Mm. Tracy's injuries, of course, stem from a crash earlier this year where a Walmart truck plowed into him, killing his friend. I've already reported that Tracy says it's Walmart's fault because the driver had been awake for more than 24 hours. Walmart says it's Tracy's fault because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
I read where he may not be able to walk again without assistance. Mm. So, you know, hopefully that's not the case. But yeah. we pray for his speedy recovery.
Absolutely. Saw pictures of little Kendall Jenner and Justin Bieber together in Paris. Interesting, because little girlfriend Selena don't fool with Kendall. But now we're hearing that Kendall is kind of obsessed with Chris Brown. And we saw pictures of those two together all summer long. Now, her 17-year-old little sister was linked to Tyga. Interesting, since Kim K and Tyga's ex, Black Chyna, used to be BFFs. Mm-hmm. But they say she's a total creeper for Chris Brown. Really, girl? Speaking of the Kardashians, I forgot to tell y'all that French Montana, who was dating Khloe Kardashian, is now officially single. I don't mean that he and Khloe broke up. I'm talking about he's divorced from his wife because he was dating Khloe while he was married. He's got to give his ex $2 million. J-Lo is responding to Diddy's comments on her booty video. She told E! News that she's happy to still have him in her corner. She says everything Diddy's accomplished makes her proud. And that it's awesome that Diddy told Access Hollywood that her behind would go down in history. Hey, what in the hell is wrong with Charlie Sheen? He does not disappoint. How about they say he went to the dentist because he had like an abscess, and they gave him the what's the stuff they give you so that you can calm down, put it over your nose and your mouth?
Laughing gas.
Okay, so they gave him that. He took out a knife and started going losing his mind. That's what's being reported. And his bodyguard said he was high on crack rock.
Wow.
What? Charlie Sheen.
Those two must not mix.
Hey, who do we just see a picture of and the man looks totally dead?
Trick Daddy
is 41 years old. Russ, when you see this picture, we need to put it up.
And he looks like he has
put it on Instagram.
Like he's being buried makeup on. It's
like
bad.
It looks like he's been embalmed.
But what's the problem? He has plenty of money.
He's 41 years old. He's not even old. He looks like he's in his 80s. You got some ratchet reality for me, Brett?
Yes. Speaking of Trick Daddy, he celebrated his party, and Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Mimi Faust was with him, and then he woman crushed Wednesday her on Instagram. So
wait, you're saying they're together?
Maybe.
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
Come on. We'll be seeing less of Portia Williams.
Why?
She's going to be a B character on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And rumor has it it's because she's beefing with the new housewife, Claudia Jordan. And I wonder whose side the other wives are going to take.
Mm. Really? I didn't know Portia was A. Was she A or A?
She was.
Like Marlo is like a B. You know?
Marlo is a B. Okay.
And in Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, I told you Morgan, Ray J's former assistant, posted on Instagram that he beat her.
Yeah.
He's a drunk and threatened to kill her. Well, coincidentally, now she's back to being besties with Tierra Marie. Ray J's ex.
Interesting. Okay. I'm Alfreda's. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the RussParr Morning Show.com. You can add us at Twitter and Instagram at RussParr Show.
Thank you, girl.